We're back with more of our series, Project Milwaukee Power Switch on Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. This week, WUWM has been examining the possibility that green sources might one day take on a bigger chunk of Wisconsin's electric portfolio. Our series includes a forum taped Monday morning at which a studio audience gathered to hear what experts had to say about the topic. Among those who turned out was Sister Janet Weicker, who has more than a peripheral interest in the topic. The Dominican from Racine runs a facility dedicated to eco-justice. Our environmental reporter Susan Benz visited to learn more about Weicker's work and perspective. As coincidence would have it, the facility is located just south of the Oak Creek coal-burning power plant.
As I roll onto the Eco-Justice Center's gravel drive, the petite Sister Janet Weicker is tending its sizable orchard. She hops aboard a recycled golf cart. It's a gift from a recent high school graduate who's been helping at the center after school for years. Sister Janet, her green eyes flashing, zooms over to my car, saying she's just getting the hang of driving it. She doesn't have much time to explain how this place came to life. A beehive inspector is about to arrive, followed by a team of volunteers.
Shall I start and just tell you how?
Go for it.
Okay. The way it started is we gathered our sisters together, about 100 of them, the first weekend in April in the year 2000. The question we wanted our sisters to talk about was...
Did you notice? Sister Janet hardly takes time to take a breath, and she possesses an incredible capacity to remember exact dates.
Where are we in ministry, or where aren't we in ministry? One of our sisters said, ever since 1862, when our community came to Racine, we've always been about education and justice. And she said, but you know, right now there's a critical issue and it's justice for Earth. We are not addressing environmental education in any really concrete, specific way. She says, I'd like our community to do that. So 6 of us out of the 100 gathered around that idea. We ended up talking for 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, I said, you know, I'm really tired of talking about it. We got to do this.
Perhaps it was sheer determination or Weicker's accumulated skills that prepared her to take on the challenge, starting with growing up on her family's dairy farm and racking up multiple careers, not to mention being at UW-Madison for the first Earth Day. Of course, her religious community needed to buy into the idea, too, so Weicker bolstered her skills by earning an Earth Literacy degree while she combed the area for the perfect site.
In 2004, on the Feast of St. Francis, nonetheless, October 4th...
There's that date thing again.
The community purchased these 15 acres. It had everything we were looking for. Woodland, wetland, pasture land, outbuildings, space for gardening... So we moved in.
Hold everything. How did this ever become available, this spot?
All right.
A miracle of sorts, Weicker says. This parcel fell into their laps after what she thought was to be the Eco Center's home fell through.
Someone gave the asking price in cash. So we lost that property.
Even the resourceful nun was flummoxed. Someone suggested trying a call for help story in the local newspaper.
And on May 2nd, 2004, the headlines in the local section of the paper said, 4 Dominican nuns almost homeless.
Actually, it read, Dominican nuns are not quite homeless. Nevertheless, the religious order's leadership was not amused.
How can you say you're homeless?
But the story got the attention of the owner of this small farm. Weicker paid him a visit that same day.
It had everything we wanted, except the house wasn't big enough. But we thought, well, we could add an addition. Well, the community was upset about that headline in the paper, so it took several months before we actually purchased the place.
Weicker wasn't slowed down too awfully much. 5 months later...
On October 18th, 2004...
She moved in. In order to preach eco-justice, Weicker needed to run a place that hummed in an eco-friendly fashion. Her first order of business was to double the farmhouse's size.
We ended up getting all green building material. Oh, and we also said we want to use as much renewable energy in the process as we could. So we have the 55 solar panels on the south side.
Not on the house itself, but the neighboring 1870 vintage tool barn. Back to the house proper.
We have solar panels for hot water on this side. This part of the house, 1912, had no insulation whatsoever. So they put in bio-based foam insulation and EcoShake shingles, which are made out of recycled rubber and plastic.
Later, an eco-classroom and library was erected. Its foundation rests on the farm's original log house. Weicker took a deep breath and wondered how she'd manage the classes single-handedly. That led, circuitously, to the center's final renewable energy investment, the shiny wind turbine we see gleaming beyond a bank of trees.
We were getting school tours and summer camps, programs for adults, and I realized I was the only one working here full-time. I can't keep up with this. So I went to a granting source to see if we could get funding to hire someone. And this group said, no, we don't do that kind of grant, but why don't you have wind as well? So we ended up with this Berge SLX 10K system.
The center produces 90% of its energy on site, and that's not factoring in Weicker's contribution. Springtime brings school groups by the busload to explore here. They cozy up to the resident alpacas, feed the goats if they can coax them off their newly sodded rooftop, and sometimes hold a freshly laid egg in their hands.
It gets into a sort of squat position, and then out comes an egg. And when it comes out, it's all wet, and it has this thing called a bloom on it. And you pick this egg up, and you can see it's shiny and moist and warm, and we pass it around. That is an awesome experience for kids. They'll remember where eggs come from and what makes chickens happy. And, you know, there's some intangible things.
Weicker says weeks of planning goes into preparing for summer camp season, when groups of 25 children come for a week at a time.
We're going to take time every single day to do a wonder and awe piece with the kids. They're going to go away someplace and then observe something real close up. Just even looking at that leaf of this hazelnut tree. Look at that pattern there. The edges, the veins, the rhythm, the harmony that's there. So we're going to be doing that, and the kids will get a chance to journal and draw.
Oh, it's one of our gardeners.
Strolling the center's gardens, it's energy-efficient everything. Dodging the paths of roosters and geese, it's easy to forget just a few miles north stands an imposing coal-burning power plant. Weicker describes its proximity as a sheer coincidence, yet admits its presence might contribute to the sense of urgency that underpins her work.
We can do our little bits. That's not going to be enough. You know, if we have enough people to tip the balance, being concerned about it, we can turn this thing around. But as I say, our window is small. Our window is small.
Her window of time with me has closed. A group of high school volunteers from LaGrange, Illinois, just rolled in to help with some chores. Weicker has her work cut out for her. The teens have never stepped foot on a farm, let alone performed a chore. So she'll warm them up with a tour. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Sister Janet Weicker is a Racine-based Dominican nun. She directs the Eco Justice Center in rural Racine County and attended WUWM's Project Milwaukee Power Switch Forum earlier this week at Discovery World. Environmental reporter Susan Benz visited Weicker at the center. Coming up tomorrow on the show, our Project Milwaukee Power Switch series concludes with that forum on the future of clean energy in Wisconsin. It was recorded in front of a live studio audience at Discovery World. If you missed any of the series, either on Lake Effect or from the news department, you can find the entire series on our website, wuwm.com/Project Milwaukee. Coming up next, the Peck School of the Arts concludes its 50th anniversary celebration with 3 days of site-specific dances. We'll learn more about them when Lake Effect returns on WUWM. Stay tuned.